CHA title this week. It's going to make it a little bit better even against your border rival, Wisconsin.
Well, like I told the players, our focus this week is trying to win the season series with Wisconsin. And if we can do that, then the rest of things take care of themselves. So that's our focus. And, you know, we split with them in Madison early in the year, and it'll be a difficult series. And so we just want to concentrate on continuing to play well.
You looking to see Bukestad out on the ice this week?
We'll see. He's day-to-day right now, and so that's how we'll address that. Is it's day-to-day, he may play or he may not. We'll just see how he progresses the rest of the week.
Has he been practicing, though? Has he practicing?
He's worked out. He skated a little bit yesterday.
Now, what do you, as you look at this season, and as much as anything, after getting off to a good start, you haven't had any long skids. I mean, you haven't had any prolonged slumps.
Well, we've done a pretty good job with that. We went through our little three-game stretch there in early January, but everybody's going to go through it. And, you know, we had a tough weekend out at Denver, but we did a nice job of rebounding and winning four straight games since that time. And, you know, put ourselves back in a pretty good position as we finish the year. But, you know, there's still a lot to be done. The good news is that we're going to be playing at home this week and next weekend, and hopefully we can continue to play well and take advantage of being at home.
When you look at big goals that Kyle scored here in high school, your experience, does some guys just kind of have that quality to them?
Yeah, I think so. I when guys have that history, he's got a number of game-winning goals for us this year. I mean, it's no secret that he scored the winning goal here in the section finals in double overtime and scores a winning goal in the state title in overtime. And, you know, some guys just have a knack to be able to rise up at those special times, and that's why Kyle's such an elite player.
Four straight wins. First time you've won four in a row since what? Late October, early November. Best hockey you're playing with?
Well, we've played well. I mean, we're not going to go out and outscore people. We have to continue to do what we've done, and that's how we defend them. And, you know, we've got Kent in net, just like last weekend, you know, winning 3-2 games. That's a pretty popular score for us. I mean, we've been in a lot of tight games this year. I think we're comfortable in those. Defensively, we've played very well, and our group of six back there have done a very nice job, and our forwards have come back and helped and covered. Our ability to block shots, and that's usually a pretty good indication to me how wired we are into the game. And the guys have really sold out and done the little things because, I think we're a good team. I don't think we have a bunch of superstars, but I think we are a good team.
Well, you have one superstar. I mean, you wouldn't trade Nick for anybody in college.
Yeah,
no.
I mean, he's a special player. There's no doubt. But, I mean, it'll be interesting, you know, when the all-league players voted right now. I don't think we have a player in the top 10 in scoring in our league. I think Nick is 12th. So that just kind of tells the type of team we've been. It's a little bit different guy every night. We've won it. We lead the league by a pretty substantial margin in a goals against average, and that's how we've been able to get it done with this group this year.